Well, you asked for it, so we're going to give it to you. It is a specialty show on nothing but recruiting. I know a lot of you guys aren't into recruiting, but if you are, this is the show for you. What is going on in Tennessee football recruiting? The next three segments, we'll tell you all about it here on Locked On Vols.
You are Locked On Vols, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into a special edition of Locked On Vols, where we're going to talk recruiting in all three segments. I'm your host, Eric Kane. So glad to have you guys along for the ride. And let me just get this out there. If you're actually listening to this podcast on Thursday, happy Thanksgiving. What are you doing listening to me on Thanksgiving? Go be with your friends, your family. Oh, wait, you're in the car driving to do just that and you wanted to listen to Locked On Vols? Well, God bless you and just know that I'm thankful for you. So I wanted to make this show a little special, meaning if you guys see it on a Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, you want to go back and listen, it's there for you. It's kind of a niche episode. It's all about recruiting, but I have gotten a lot of feedback on saying, hey, we want to know what's going on in recruiting. So I thought I'd just devote a special show here for that. And I wanted to slot it in on Thanksgiving because I know a lot of people are going to be out busy and out of their normal listening schedules anyway. So we're going to talk recruiting, the 2022 committed class in segment one, the top available targets for the 2022 class in segment two, and then my cohort and my peer, my good buddy Ben McKee of VolQuest.com in the Swain event. He's going to dive in segment three, a little recruiting conversation as well. So thank you so much for making Locked On Vols your first listen, as always. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. This is a specialty show on recruiting here on Locked On Vols. So the committed class right now, it stands at 14 total commits. You've got 10 offensive commits, and you've got 4 defensive commits. Needless to say that this committed class right now is very incomplete. And it's a little worrisome, but not so worrisome, because Tennessee's going to be super active in the transfer portal to begin with. But it is a little worrisome because the early signing period is just weeks away. December the 15th, 16th, and 17th is the early signing period. That is when the majority of your class will be signed. Now, it's a new coaching staff here in town now, but Jeremy Pruitt, the last three cycles, he signed, I want to say, like 95% of his recruiting classes were signed, sealed, and delivered in December. Now, it'll be a little bit different, and me and Ben kind of disagree on this. He thinks it's going to be considerably lower than what I believe. I still think over, you know, around 70%, maybe 65% of Tennessee's class will be signed in December. Ben thinks it'll be lower, and that's okay. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns right now, but Tennessee, 14 total commits, 10 on offense, 4 on defense, and Tennessee's still sitting around 30 in the country right now. Tennessee just picked up a commit in Joshua Josephs from Kennesaw, Georgia. We discussed him on our show earlier this week, a 3-star edge rusher, really nice pieces there. Can play traditional linebacker, can play outside linebacker. And Tennessee had a decommit here recently in a 4-star defensive lineman, Vincent Sneed. So that's kind of where we stand right now. We'll go through the position breakdowns real quick. Marquarius Squirrel White is a wide receiver commit for Tennessee. 3 wide receiver commits for Tennessee right now. He is a 3-star. He is a speedster, okay? He committed to Tennessee back in the summer. There's a little bit of thought with Georgia creeping into that. He was at Georgia last weekend. Apparently, he's a take at Georgia. We're trying to dive down into the nuts and bolts of that one to see what's going on. But Marquarius White, the speedster, is a wide receiver commit for Tennessee. Cam Miller, another wide receiver commit for Tennessee. He is a 4-star. He is a coach's son, 6'2", 205. He plays at, I believe it's Memphis Academy. Let me double check on that. He plays at, yep, Memphis Academy. And again, that's in Memphis. Kind of an all-around wide receiver, can line up anywhere. He's got good length. He's a really, really good athlete. He committed to Tennessee back in July as well. He is one of Tennessee's wide receiver commits. Charles Nimrod, a wide receiver from Arkansas, committed to Tennessee on August the 5th. He was actually Tennessee's last commit before that 100-day layoff before Joshua Joseph jumped on board here. And he's a guy that was a little bit of a late bloomer. Came into the summer, worked out for Cody Burns. Cody Burns liked what he saw and gave him an offer. And so those are Tennessee's 3 commits for the wide receiver portion of this class. Brody Foley is a tight end commit from Cincinnati, Ohio. He is a 3-star. He was one of the first guys to jump on board with Josh Heupel. He came down here twice in spring, watched the open practice, and watched the orange and white game. And remember, it was still a recruiting dead period, meaning You couldn't go on visits. You couldn't talk to coaches face-to-face. Brody Foley went ahead and committed during that time regardless. And so he's a nice prospect, probably going to be a little bit of a late bloomer, but Tennessee likes his makeup. Dylan Sampson is the running back in this class, and Tennessee will likely sign one more running back. But he's a three-star, 5'10", 175, really good player from Louisiana. Fits this offense very, very well. Very explosive runner. Tennessee's coaching staff really likes Dylan Sampson. Your quarterback for this class is Taven Jackson. He has been committed for a while. He was the third commit of this class. Now, technically the second because Vincent Snead is no more in this class. April 28th is when he committed, and he is the leader of this class. He is the straw that serves the drink. He is the one lining up and talking to other prospects. I've talked to him a couple of times. A really, really nice guy. A dual threat, four-star, really nice athlete. I think that he's going to fit this offense very, very well. We go down to the offensive line where Tennessee has four commits. Brian Grant, a three-star, 6'8", 270 from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. He is the definition of a late bloomer. He will not play early. He will likely redshirt. He just started playing football like a year and a half ago, I believe. So a lot of potential there, but he was one of Tennessee's first commits as well. Masai Reddick from Detroit, Michigan. He is a three-star, 6'3", 278. He's more of a guard, can play tackle down the road a little bit, but he's a mauler, okay? He is a good run blocker. Again, not ready to play right away, but a lot of potential there. Maurice Clipper from Alpharetta, Georgia is a three-star, 6'4", 305. Got good feet, plays tackle now, likely will play a little bit of guard. He's a guy that could maybe help a little bit. You don't come in as a true freshman and compete or come in as a true freshman and start every game. That's just not usually how it works, but Maurice Clipper, you're getting into the more ready guys here. And then Addison Nichols, Norcross, Georgia, 305, 6'5", 4-star. He is a top 100 player, you know, per Rivals. He is Tennessee's highest rated commit. He is the 139th rated player in this class, 15th in his position, 14th in the state of Georgia. He is a guy that is most ready to play in this class, but he is an offensive lineman. Now let's shift over to defense. Again, only four commits for defense right now. You have linebacker Elijah Herring from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where he attends, is it Riverdale? Let's see here. It is Riverdale High School of Murfreesboro, absolutely. And he was Tennessee's first commit for this class, got everything started all the way back in April 14th, 6'2", 220. He can play inside, plays a little outside of the high school level, also runs the football. He's a good athlete. I see him more as an inside linebacker. He got good size on him as well. And here's something key as well. His brother, Caleb Herring, is a top 100 prospect in the 2023 class, one of the best, if not the best prospect out of Tennessee in the 2023 class. And Tennessee is obviously is in great position with Caleb Herring as well. But big brother Elijah Herring, he is a linebacker. Caleb Perry from Georgetown, Kentucky, 6'3", 215. He's a three-star, and he is an athlete. He's a guy that plays safety. He's a guy that plays wide receiver, guy that plays running back, guy that plays linebacker. He punts, I believe. He does literally everything for his high school in Georgetown, Kentucky. It's a little unclear what Tim Banks wants to do with him here at Tennessee. I see him as an inside, or I see him as maybe an inside backer, I don't think that he's a Leo, but we'll see. He has the size to be a Leo, which is an outside linebacker, which is what Joshua Joseph is as well. But we'll see what's in store for Caleb Perry, one of the more intriguing prospects in this class. Jordan Phillips, defensive tackle. He's the lone true defensive line commit right now. That'll change. 3-star, 6'4", 295. Florida was flirting with him very much during the season, but with Grantham fired, Mullen fired now, I think he is sold on Tennessee. I think Tennessee is in a better spot now than they have been all fall long. But Jordan Phillips, a defensive tackle commit for this 2022 class. And then that brings us to the final one, Joshua Josephs. He is the edge player. He is a true Leo. Leo meaning the Byron Young position, the Tyler Barron position, the Roman Harrison position, and he's the one that just committed a couple days ago. Needs to gain weight, only 205, 6'3", but it's got a motor. And I talked to one of his coaches when he committed. Man, they couldn't say enough nice things about him. The best pass rusher that coaching staff has seen in 20 years of coaching in Georgia, so that's saying an awful lot. But those are a little bit of the breakdown of what Tennessee's committed class looks like right now. Excuse me. Again, it's 14 commits, 10 on offense, 4 on defense. That's the position breakdown. You look at the star breakdown, and it is You've got Taven Jackson and Addison Nickel kind of towards the top. Cam Miller's up there as well. And then you break it all down there, and it kind of dwindles out from there. But Tennessee, very incomplete, working towards the early signing period. But again, this is going to be a class to where Tennessee will be very active in the transfer portal, very active in the transfer portal. And so depending on how many super seniors want to elect to come back, plus because Tennessee was decimated by transfer portal losses last year, you might can go over that 25 limit as well, but you don't really know exactly what that number is until the time comes. So that is Tennessee's committed class in 2022. Who are some of the top targets available for the 2022 class as Tennessee will try to reel them in before the early signing period? We will talk about that here in segment number two. But before we get to that, I want to remind you about Prize Picks, okay? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love it, and I believe you will as well if you give it a chance. Prize Picks, the leader in college sports daily fantasy, offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as the mid-major players. So you might not have even heard of these players, but they have them. More props than you could possibly think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. And all you users that deposit for the first time and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you can get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Just pick the 2 to 5 players and the over and under and the projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It is that easy. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less on the award-winning app or bought at the App Store and Google Play. And Prize Picks, it's safe and offers fast withdrawal. So don't hesitate, okay? Check out prizepicks.com and use that promo code LOCKEDON, or go to the App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks, it's daily fantasy made easy. Welcome back to a specialty recruiting show here on Locked On Vols, and happy Thanksgiving if you are indeed listening to this show on Thursday. Can't thank you guys enough for all that you do for me and this show. This show would literally not survive without the constant support and dedication to you guys listening. And if you're listening to this recruiting show, I'm talking to you because you are an OG to this show, and you truly do like what we do here. So can't thank you enough. I'm Eric Kane, your host, at underscore Kaner on Twitter and at Locked On Vols. We're talking Cruton today, a little Cruton, and we went over the committed class in segment number one. Now let's talk about some of the top targets that Tennessee is chasing here to finish out the class of 2022. Again, Tennessee just has 14 commits right now. Your cutoff is 25. This year might be a little different because of that rule that they extended saying transfer portal, you can go up to 7 over depending on how many guys leave your active roster right now. So we'll have to see exactly what that number is. We don't know what it is right now. But as the early signing period inches ever so closer, just weeks away, December 15th, 16th, and 17th, here are some of the guys that Tennessee is really, really after. Let's start the conversation with Christian Harrison. Yes, if you're wondering if he's related to that Harrison, yeah, Rodney Harrison, a former NFL Pro Bowler of the Patriots. Well, his son is Christian Harrison from Atlanta, Georgia. He is a 3-star defensive back, and he issued his top 3 last week of Tennessee, Florida, and Nebraska. Well, since then, Dan Mullen has been fired at Florida. Nebraska's in worse shape than Tennessee is. Looks like Tennessee would make sense to be the leader there. I feel like Tennessee's in good shape. I have a good feeling about Tennessee getting that commit, and he will announce on Monday where he's going to go. It's either Tennessee, Florida, or Nebraska. Christian Harrison, a 3-star defensive back. I have a good feeling about Tennessee. I think Tennessee is in a good spot. So he's the number one guy to watch out for because he'll be coming off the board here in the matter of just a couple of days. Secondly, Justin Williams. He is a 4-star running back, a former West Virginia commit who decommitted last week. He has been in town both the last 2 games, so taking in South Alabama and taking in Georgia. He has had a phenomenal time at Tennessee. He really likes the offensive style. He likes the coaching staff. Auburn could be a player in there. We'll have to see. But I like Tennessee's chances there as well. I think he's going to try to come back on an official visit the weekend before the early national signing period. So Tennessee will likely have the last word with him. But again, there's been a lot of interest shown there on both sides. And he would be that second running back that Tennessee's trying to take. Again, a 4-star running back in Justin Williams. So Tennessee's in a good spot there. Another priority target is 3-star edge rusher James Pierce from Charlotte, North Carolina. Pierce has been to Tennessee 3 times this year, all unofficially, trying to get him on an official before the early signing period starts. But he's a guy that's not really visited anywhere. So because of that, I mean, you got to think Tennessee's in a good spot here. The dialogue's been good between Pierce and the coaching staff. He is another guy that would play that Leo position along with Joshua Josephs in this class if he were to sign. But James Pierce is a priority target. Michael Caraway, he is a two-star defensive back from Pearl River Community College. That is junior college. He'll start this kick of junior college players I'm going to read off here because Tennessee, again, active in the transfer portal, also wants to go to the JUCO ranks to get guys who can come in and help immediately, right? Guys who are more polished or more further along in their development in terms of football skills and body development. And so Tennessee going to be very active in trying to bring in, or in it with a lot of these JUCO guys I'm going to mention here, but trying to bring in a couple of JUCO guys. And Michael Caraway is the latest who has received an offer. He's a two-star defensive back from Pearl River Community College. He did commit to Southern Miss last week, but again, if Tennessee wants him, if Tennessee will give him a committable offer or any other SEC team, I don't think that that would be standing in the way of Southern Miss. Marquise Gilbert, defensive back from Hutchinson Community College. He will officially visit this weekend for the Vanderbilt game. Again, he's another junior college prospect. He's a guy I've talked to recently in the last couple of weeks. Likes a lot of what Tennessee is doing. He will, again, officially visit this weekend. Defensive back from Hutchinson Community College. That's the community college where Tennessee found Cordarrelle Patterson, Alvin Kamara, Tyon Evans. Very successful little feeder program, if you will, for Tennessee, that being Hutchinson Community College. That his name is Marquise Gilbert. Keontae Scott, cornerback from Snow College, another JUCO player. He officially visited 2 weekends ago, I guess, for the Georgia game, and Tennessee likes him an awful lot. He likes Tennessee, but he's a West Coast guy. Might be hard to get him off that West Coast. Auburn's a player in there, as is Utah, as is Oregon. He likes Tennessee, but that one's a little bit more of a further stretch, in my opinion, than some of these other guys. And then Jeffrey Mba. Yes, Jeffrey Mba. M-apostrophe-B-A. He is French. He is attending Independence Community College. He is a junior college player. He is a big man, a three-star, and Tennessee will have him visit officially on December the 3rd through the 4th. So he's a guy that's trending towards Tennessee. He put out a top 10 last week. Tennessee was in it. I think Tennessee's closer to the top for sure. I think Tennessee likes him. He would be a take here for sure. And the Vols will get him on campus officially here in the next little bit. We'll get out of the JUCO ranks and go back to the prep level. Caleb Webb is a three-star wide receiver target from Georgia. He has been in constant communication with Tennessee here lately, so there's still some traction there. Another wide receiver would be Caden Pope, three-star from Hardin County, Tennessee. The talks were good earlier in the summer. They've kind of stalled a little bit. He was in town for Tennessee's game against, I want to say, Georgia. So I think Tennessee still likes him, but those talks have kind of stalled here of late. Cody Jones, a four-star safety from Germantown. That's where I was saying Germantown. Germantown, Tennessee. He is a Michigan commit, but he has been in contact with Tennessee an awful lot here lately, and the Vols would like to bring him in this class as well. Again, a four-star safety in Cody Jones. Sebastian Cheeks, a four-star outside linebacker. Good size on him, 6'2", 210. He is a North Carolina commit, but he has been in contact with Tennessee here lately. Michigan State and the Vols trying to get him to flip away from UNC. Again, that is four-star Sebastian Cheeks. Here's a big one. Four-star outside linebacker Demario Tolan. He is an LSU commit, but he was on campus over the summer taking an official visit with Tennessee. All accounts and purposes, he liked Tennessee an awful lot. He went with LSU, but because of the coaching change that's impending over there, he has reached out to Tennessee. There has been in contacts. He's been wondering, hey, is there still a spot for me if I were to flip to Tennessee? Tennessee wants him. He's a good player, and he had a great time on campus for that Georgia game 2 weeks ago. So Demario Tolan, a name to look out for. And then finally, we'll end this conversation on targets with Walter Nolan. Five-star defensive tackle. He's the number two player in the country per Rivals. He's a guy that is right here in the backyard of Powell, Tennessee. Of course, he's been to four high schools throughout his career. He's ending his high school prep career at Powell High School. I have seen him play about seven times this year. I've talked to him all the time. But he's the guy that we're this, and I've been consistent with this too. I've said, hey, his recruiting has been all over the map. Who knows? I'm not going to believe anything until he officially signs it. He is an A&M commit. He committed to A&M a couple weeks ago. I think A&M has all the traction there. I think the door is slightly open for Tennessee, but it's just cracked. I wouldn't say it's over, but I think A&M is in the firm, the leader there for their commit and Walter Nolan. So we'll have to see exactly how that finishes up there. So again, we talked committed class in segment one. Here are the top targets for Tennessee, the names to pay attention to before the early signing period gets here. And some of these guys might commit before then. Some of these guys might sign with Tennessee or other schools on those dates. But here are the names. Again, an announcement coming from Christian Harris, a three-star DB. That's coming on Monday. His final three, Tennessee, Florida, and Nebraska. Justin Williams, four-star running back, formerly a West Virginia commit. He likes Tennessee an awful lot. James Pierce, three-star edge from Charlotte, North Carolina. Michael Caraway, two-star defensive back from Pearl River Junior College. Marquise Gilbert, a defensive back from Hutchinson Community College, a JUCO guy. He'll be on campus this weekend. Keontae Scott, cornerback from Snow College. That's JUCO. He officially visited 2 weekends ago. Jeffrey Mba, a defensive tackle from Independence Community College. That's a JUCO. He'll officially visit December 3rd and 4th. Caleb Webb, three-star wide receiver. Cody Jones, four-star safety, Michigan commit. Caden Pope, three-star wide receiver. Sebastian Cheeks, four-star outside linebacker, UNC commit. Demario Tolan, four-star outside linebacker, LSU commit. And five-star Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, Texas A&M commit. When we come back, we'll conclude this recruiting specialty show with Ben McKee, VolQuest.com, and the Swain Event. Get his thoughts on this class right now and what's to come before the early signing period. It's Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means, football. And nothing goes better than football and turkey, than betting. BetOnline has you covered all holiday season, more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all your sports action this Thanksgiving. So right now, head on over to the new updated desktop or mobile website, sign up today, and you're going to receive a 50% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. It's not just football. It's pro and college hoops. It's NHL, boxing, UFC, even some of your favorite Las Vegas casino games. I don't want you to take advantage, or I don't want you to miss out. You need to take advantage of all these amazing offers for the 2021 season. BetOnline is your fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, we're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving season. And Built Bar. If you haven't tried Built Bar by now, you're missing out. They say it's a protein bar, but it doesn't taste like one. You got to try it for yourself to truly believe it, all right? Most of these protein bars, they're chalky, waxy, or just plain hard to choke down. But Built Bar is soft, covered in 100% real chocolate, and when you bite into it, you know you're eating something different. It's more of an experience and one that you're going to enjoy. In fact, you'd swear you're eating a candy bar. Built Bars are low carbs, low calorie, low fat, low sugar, but high in protein, so all the healthy benefits on top of just being purely delicious. And so many flavors. You've got coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, coconut almond, salted caramel, double chocolate, and cherry. This month, Built is coming out with new limited time flavors every 3 to 4 days. So check their website and check it often. You don't want to miss out. Go to Built.com, use that promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. Welcome back into this specialty show of Locked On Vols, talking all things recruiting here for the class of 2022. Thank you so much. I'm Eric Kane. Glad to have you guys along for the ride. We talk committed class in segment one. We talk top targets for the class of 2022 in segment two. Now let's get our thoughts from, let's get some thoughts from Ben McKee. He's one of my best friends. I work with him at VolQuest.com. He is a producer and personality on the Swain Event. Here's what Ben McKee has to think about this class of 2022.
It's very incomplete, but Tennessee did pick up another commit earlier this week in Joshua Josephs playing that Leo spot. 14 commits. He got 4 on defense, 10 on offense. This class needs a strong push to the finish line, wouldn't you say?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you look at each position on the team, and I think you can make the case that each position needs help. Some positions more than others. Some positions like quarterback will depend on if Hendon Hooker wants to go to the NFL. And I think if that were to happen, then Tennessee would definitely address it by the transfer portal. And I know the transfer portal doesn't have necessarily much to do with signing day per se, but I think the transfer portal is going to weigh heavily in Tennessee going out and finalizing its recruiting class, because I think they're tied together. I mean, go look at Josh Heupel's technical first official class this past cycle, and then look at the transfers that he added, and they merged together at this point in day and age of college football. So a lot of positions still need to be addressed, and there's a lot of key targets on the board that Tennessee would love to reel in, and I think Tennessee's in good spots with several of those guys.
Yeah, and something that, you know, we've talked about all offseason, all during the season, and this is something we can't really judge Josh Heupel on until, in my opinion, a couple years down the road, or really at least one more cycle. But it's got to be better than this. This recruiting class, you had everything working against you. You started late, all that type of stuff. But still, there's some quality players in. I think Addison Nichols is a good player. I think Taven Jackson can be a good player. I think you know, they really like Samson, the running back. And there's more. Cam Miller's a good player. Still a lot of good guys in this class. But again, got to add to it a little bit more.
Yeah, and to me, there's like two separate conversations when it comes to Josh Heupel recruiting right now. And the first one is like, hey, given the circumstances that they have had to deal with since they signed up to be coaches at Tennessee, like, they've recruited well, in my opinion, given the circumstances. You listed off several guys that are really nice prospects, and I think there's a couple in there that are really going to outplay their rankings. Squirrel White, Taven Jackson, Joshua Josephs, who Tennessee just picked up earlier this week. Like, those guys are going to outplay their rankings. I would be surprised if they don't. And there's others as well, but those are the ones that I really think highly of off the top of my head. So that's the first conversation, in my opinion, that Josh Heupel has, in my opinion, kind of out-recruited his circumstances since he took over as head coach. But moving forward, now that the investigation is somewhat behind them, now that they've got some proof on the field of what they can do in the SEC, like, they're going to have to recruit at a different level. I think Josh Heupel and this coaching staff will recruit just fine, and they'll be good recruiters at Tennessee because they're very personable. They're easy to get along with. The recruits love them. You talk to them as much as I do, and they all rave about each coach we ask about. And to me, it seems genuine when they're talking about their relationships. But can they recruit at an elite level? And that'll be the difference, obviously, and whether or not they can win a championship here or not. And I don't know the answer to that. I know that they'll be able to recruit at a good level. I don't know if they'll be able to recruit at an elite level just yet.
You know, it's a little all over the board. You've got guys who will sign in the early signing period. You'll have maybe one, maybe two that will sign in February. Tennessee had that with Jeremiah Crawford this past year. You're going to go into the transfer portal. How much can you go into the transfer portal? That's TBD, depending on the numbers and the super seniors that come back. But my question for you is, and I know you probably don't have an answer to this, but I feel like it's somewhere between 18 and 20. How many guys do you think Tennessee will sign in December?
I think it'll be kind of around 15. Okay. I think in today's day and age of college football, more people sign in December. So that's why I say around that 15 mark. It just seems like it's the thing to do. Like, it's almost as if the February signing day, that first Wednesday of February, doesn't even exist anymore, because now kids are just so ready to be done with their recruitment. They go ahead and sign during that early signing period. And I think there'll be a good chunk of Tennessee's class. Maybe 15 is being ambitious, but
that would be just one more than what they have at least committed in the class right now.
That's true. That's true. So maybe that's a little ambitious, but I think they'll get double digits. I think they'll at least get the 10, just again because of the nature of how recruiting has evolved of late. They're going to add commitments between now and signing day, and on top of a handful of guys that have already said that, hey, they're going to sign during the early signing period. I think they'll get to around 10.
All right, so Justin Williams, former West Virginia running back, commit, now decommitted. Tennessee in a great spot, back-to-back weekend, visiting here on Rocky Top. Also, James Pierce, he's in the Leo that Tennessee's after. Jeffrey Mba of Independence Community College. Those are a couple of the ones that are at Marquise Gilbert's, Keontae Scott's. Those are a couple of the names that Tennessee's really hard after right now. What do you like about those guys? Anybody else I'm missing out? Christian Harrison as well.
Yeah, Christian Harrison was going to be the guy that I was going to say that you were leaving out in. And I think he's kind of an under-radar prospect as well, and may fit into that category of outplaying his ranking that I discussed earlier. I think Tennessee's in a great spot there. He'll commit December 12th, I believe it is, and Tennessee, Florida, and Nebraska made up his top three. Not sure why a kid would go from the South would go up to Nebraska right now, given the Scott Frost era.
Florida.
Florida. I was going to go there. Don't know why you would go there, given the staff changes there. I know he told you that it's his dream school, but I just think Tennessee is the best fit for him right now, and I think Tennessee's in a good spot there. Justin Williams, Tennessee wants a bigger back, and I think Tennessee's in as good of a spot as they can be right now. We'll be interested to see how his Auburn visit goes. Auburn, anytime they're in somebody's recruitment, you always kind of raise an eyebrow and you put up a red flag and you kind of get a little nervous. So those are the guys that seem to be feeling Tennessee the most. I would throw Caleb Webb, the receiver from Powder Springs, Georgia, at McEachern into that conversation as well. He's really liked Tennessee, currently committed to ECU, and it seems like he really likes ECU, but he's not going to end up at ECU, in my opinion, when he has offers to Kentucky and Tennessee and Louisville. I think he's still feeling that connection to ECU, but also just trying to make sure that he makes the right decision and make sure that he's truly feeling the connections that he's made at Tennessee, Kentucky, Louisville, like I mentioned, Michigan as well. But I think Tennessee's in a good spot there, so Tennessee in a good spot for a lot of kids right now. And unfortunately for the Stargazers, not going to meet their standard. But again, I really like that Josh Heupel is identifying guys that they think are going to be true playmakers here at Tennessee. And at the end of the day, the rankings don't matter. It's the evaluation of the coaches, and as long as they think that they can be productive players at Tennessee.
Yeah, I would add Cody Jones in that conversation as well. He's a Michigan commit, but very active and involved with the Tennessee and talks there, an in-state guy as well. So, all right, Ben, appreciate it, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man, you too. Always enjoy being with you, and happy Thanksgiving.
And we'll just end it there. As Ben said, happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys. Thanks to him, and thank you guys for listening to the specialty show here of Locked On Vols, and thanks for always making Locked On Vols your first listen. But I want to close it out here. Now that we got Locked On Vols in the rearview mirror with your first listen, if you have time today or any day, make your second listen Locked On Bets. It's your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, it's hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. That is Locked On Bets. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, and I'll continue to say it. I am so thankful for you guys. Thank you so much for taking part of your day and listening to this podcast and hanging out with me here on Locked On Vols. Can't thank you enough. We will conclude this week of Vanderbilt, talk a little hoops, and preview the Commodores tomorrow on Locked On Vols Friday edition. Guys, enjoy the rest of your holiday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.